Turkey, as president says, he's considering launching a ground operation in northern Syria. On Monday, several rockets fired from Syria struck the district of Carchemish in southern Turkey. Three people were killed, including a child. No one has claimed responsibility. Well, the attack followed a number of Turkish airstrikes in northern Syria and Iraq. The defense ministry says it was targeting armed groups that Turkey blames for a bomb attack in Istanbul last week. So strikes hit bases of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. Let's go straight to Sinem Kosoglu, who is live in Carchemish, which is along the Turkish-Syrian border. Sinem, good to see you. What is the latest situation on the ground today?
Malin, although the air campaign conducted by the Turkish armed forces targeting several YPG and PKK positions is over, tit-for-tat continues. We are in Carchemish, a border district of Gaziantep, and we are nearly 400 or 500 meters from the border. And since we arrived here, we can still hear some shelling, artillery shelling, from both sides against each other. As Turkey conducted the operation, the YPG groups, PYD representatives and the PKK has been claiming that Turkey targeted their civilian areas, and that's why they are shelling inside Turkish borders and as a retaliation, and Turkish side retaliates as well. Now I'm standing in front of a school that was hit by two rockets yesterday. I will just move aside so that you can see the place. This is the eastern side of the building, and a rocket hit the building, and there was a science laboratory inside, which is totally damaged right now. Inside the school, there are some other rooms that have been damaged, and we have been speaking to students and people who are working in the school. They are telling us how they were afraid. The school was also hit on the other side, on its other side, by rockets fired from the border side. And another nearby school was also hit, and a 22-year-old teacher lost her life in the other school. Now the town is a little bit quiet as the residents are preparing for two funerals. One funeral is a 5-year-old boy who lost his life inside his home while he was playing on his bicycle. His house is nearly 200 meters from where I stand. Also, another funeral is going to be held in another district for the teacher who lost her life. People are saying that they are terrified and they are not happy that these shellings are continuing. And the Kurdish side and Turkish side is very close to each other, but Turkish authorities claim these shellings are coming from Ayn al-Arab Kobane, which Turkey considers the base of the YPG and the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Apparently, the tit-for-tat situation is to continue for a while.
Thank you for that. Sinem Kosoglu speaking to us there in Carchemish, which is on the Turkey-Syria border.